USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Former President Trump and GOP 2024 presidential frontrunner is accused of orchestrating a scheme to bolster his 2016 presidential campaign. Manhattan prosecutors allege the 45th president pleaded not guilty to the charges during an hour-long court appearance in Manhattan yesterday. District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
One of Trump's lawyers.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What makes a banana republic? It's not about what you did, it's who you are. Bill Clinton was president of the United States. He lied under oath about sexual allegations. Did he get prosecuted? Hillary Clinton was a candidate, Democratic candidate for president. She destroyed 33,000 emails, and people on her staff took a hammer to a hard drive. What's the off-ramp here? To win in 2024.
The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals awarded former President Trump $122,000 in attorney fees from Stormy Daniels yesterday. This money is in addition to the roughly $500,000 she was ordered to pay Trump last year. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling is separate from the Manhattan case. Johnson & Johnson is attempting to file for bankruptcy to pay out a $9 billion settlement.
On Tuesday, the company announced one of its subsidiaries will be refiling for bankruptcy to settle all current and future claims that their talc-based products caused cancer. Johnson & Johnson previously tried to settle the lawsuits by filing for bankruptcy in 2019, but an appeals court ruled they couldn't as the company wasn't in financial distress. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thank you, Skip. We are USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wisconsin voters yesterday elected Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who is backed by the Democrat Party. This now sets the stage for challenges to the state's 1849 law banning most abortions and a potential redrawing of the state's current electoral maps. Alzheimer's seems to be playing favorites when it comes to the sexes.
Alzheimer's disease hits women harder than men, according to a new study from the Alzheimer's Association. But the biological reasons for this, not yet understood. The study found that women who went through menopause early, or women who tried hormone replacement therapy 5 years after menopause, have higher levels of the protein tau in their brains. High amounts of that protein are red flags for Alzheimer's disease. I'm John Schaefer.
Chicago, Illinois decided on its new mayor yesterday after a tight race between two blues, with the progressive, Bernie Sanders-endorsed Democrat, taking the keys to the Chicago mayor's office. Progressive Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson defeated his moderate opponent, former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis. A YouTuber was shot in the stomach on April 2nd in a Virginia mall after doing what he called a practical joke. Tanner Cook is a member of the Classified Goons, a group that's been posting prank videos on YouTube. Cook was shot in the stomach and liver while recording a Classified Goons video inside a mall in Sterling, Virginia. The suspected shooter, 31-year-old Alan Coley, was arrested and charged with multiple counts. No word on what the prank was. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.